Well, today, Olivia Troy, the former top advisor to Vice President Mike Pence on the Coronavirus Task Force, described an attempt to find data about COVID-19 and kids. Here she is on CNN.
People within the White House specifically tasking more junior level staff to try to find alternate data, data that fit the narrative that they wanted, which was it only affects, you know, people above the age of 75, and it doesn't affect younger school children. It was all part of the narrative of we need to open up these schools. We need to open them up now.
Olivia Troy recently went public with quitting her job over concerns that President Trump was lying about COVID-19. Today, a New York Times report includes documents and interviews with other current and former officials who also said there was political pressure on the CDC to support President Trump's agenda to reopen schools and the economy, even as COVID-19 spread. Dr. Jennifer Nuzzo is an epidemiologist at Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security. Doctor, your thoughts. Is there alternative data saying it's safe for kids to go to school or that kids can't get COVID, which we also hear from this administration?
Well, I think that what we've known about this virus to date is that the risk to children is not zero by any means, but we are probably less worried about children in school environments than we are about the adults who have to go to school, so the teachers and the staff. And so part of the challenge in reopening schools is really as much about trying to protect the adults in those environments as well. But of course, the allegation and the assertion that there was political interference in the review of the data and discussing the known and unknown risks is, of course, deeply troubling.
Just explain to people, because in the last several months, we've gotten used to this sort of combative relationship among some of the health officials. How unusual is this, an administration putting political pressure on the CDC in a pandemic?
This is incredibly unusual. I mean, of course, there's always a temptation to intervene in the matters of science, particularly when the science is not necessarily aligning with the message that an administration is willing to send. But the level of intervention that we're seeing, you know, going so far as to author documents that then get published on the CDC's website that weren't even written by the CDC, I mean, I don't know of any time in which that has happened. And that's really deeply troubling because although the goal of reopening schools and trying to get children back into a learning environment, that's an important one for sure. But we have to make sure we're doing so based on the evidence that we have. And certainly the perception of political intervention is not going to make people feel reassured about doing that. And I think that ultimately harms and delays that goal.
Well, we've seen the FDA come out and have to make a strong statement about how they're going to extend the time period during which a vaccine might be tested. One of their goals there was to get some more confidence in a future vaccine. Of course, the president said that was political. But I'm imagining that you might have some contact with some of these people. Are people worried about an erosion of faith in what they ask people to do, like take a vaccine when it comes out?
Sure. So it's really important, I think, that the FDA came out and trying to define the scientific criteria that need to be met in order to allow a vaccine to be used. And that's really important because polls have showed that the majority of Americans believe that the vaccine will be made available before the data are there to support its use. And that's really unfortunate because a vaccine is potentially one of the most important tools we can use to combat this virus, but it's only going to work if people believe that it's not harmful to them. And so we need to make sure that we can preserve that trust and make sure that the data are what lead in terms of the making available the vaccine.
Yeah. And just it is so important for children to have not just the learning, but the socialization that comes with school. And yet it is so important that all the adults that work around them and the children, but all the adults, not just the teachers, but the staff, that they are safe as well. What advice do you give? New York City is beginning in-person learning just this week, but superintendents and principals are calling for a takeover of the schools. They don't trust the reopening plan. What's your overarching thought about children going back to school?
Sure. So, I mean, it really depends on individuals and their individual circumstances and what their risk factors are. As a parent of a young child, if my son's school was open, I would feel comfortable sending him, but we don't have high risk factors in particular to worry about. That said, I know that his going to school is only going to be beneficial if his teachers and staff are happily there. And if they are there against their will, that's not going to be a conducive learning environment for anyone. So although I think New York is well poised to reopen schools, given where they're case numbers are. They clearly need to do more to assure the teachers and the staff that they're going to be safe in these environments, and that might mean further strengthening their safety protocols. You know, the point is not to have people come back against their will, but to make sure that everybody feels confident about being there.
Dr. Jenna Rinuzzo, epidemiologist at Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security. Dr. Nuzzo, thanks as always.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.